Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the Full Taker, the Full Taker.
Hey yo, what's up, y'all? It's the Mr. Complex, you know what I'm saying? Sitting here, we listening to Bodega Fresh with my girl, my big sister, love, Nadine. Yes, yes.
Bodega Fresh, Bodega Fresh,
Danger, rash, rash. Bottle of Merlot when a full fit. Big beard, tattoo face, wine red. You could be the genie in a bottle, Jack in a box, stiffer than a model. I'm what the blocks made me. Defense impregnable, gun game crazy. Can't wait till the word get back. And I assure rise, I ignorant the Mac act. I stand chain out, put the flame up. If it don't kill ya, definitely maim ya. I mean, really do a number. Sit your damn forehead, it's not the whole summer. My nephew asked if I wanna see him get light. I alive strong chin, I told him get right. I fell asleep in the Porsche behind the wheel. Woke up coming off the wall, and that's real.
I need you to feel me without hands on this one. Cause this really what I stand on this one. If it ain't clear, the lane don't get slumped. Got plans to get one.
I'm high, the mind travels. Defy Daryl, your eye be non-barrel. Like Sean Barrow, the cannon under the camel. I'm focused, looking to the eye of a sparrow. Drop bows and rhyme battles. Snap the crown off the king, have crooks in your castles. Like Roy Harv with a bat duke, I'm a natural. And my apparel is all black when I get at you. It's rapid fire when rapping, avoid the shrapnel. Pin precision, I should write with a scalpel. The Surgeon General carved lyrical statues. And I'm original, I ain't like other rap dudes. Act rules, spit facts, holding my cashews. Cash rules, I don't like rules, guess I'm irrational. A jackass too, act new, I'ma smack you. Act you, clap you, Smith and Wesson, that's who.
I need you to feel me without hands on this one. Cause this really what I stand on this one. If it ain't clear, the lane don't get slumped. Got plans to get one. I need you to feel me without hands on this one. Cause this really what I stand on this one. If it ain't clear, the lane don't get slumped. Got plans to get one.
It's just one man, one gun, one clip, one trigger. 1 second to die, and that's coming from one nigga. Stand back, I'm the one man Delta Force. Wanna play cowboy? The heat up, melt your horse. Pull up on a nigga block in a mail truck. Mail bag hanging with the Nina in it, well tucked. Ring your doorbell, package for sign. As soon as you open the door, I split your back with the nine. My vernacular shines, so I ain't gotta wear the chain off it. I crack your hard ass head and let your brain soften. Nigga, my mama ain't raised no sucker. Don't make me leave your forehead on your chucker. Motherfucker said a tornado hit Brooklyn. Nah, that was just me, son, but good looking. What you got cooking? Bitch, nigga, fricassee. Trill OG, I give a fuck what a nigga say.
I need you to feel me without hands on this one. This really what I stand on this one. If it ain't clear, the lane don't get slumped. Got plans to get points. I need you to feel me without hands on this one. This really what I stand on this one. If it ain't clear, the lane don't get slumped. Got plans to get
points. Niggas, it's the Mr. Monster Man Rocco. Monster Man Gato, but don't try. Monster Man saw your fam pronto. Monster Man hard to blame me. You hear me? I pop toast with a squad of marauders banging all for that guapo. I got crash test dummy. That blast get for me. Do anything I tell him about some cash, bread, money. Jabs that he bummy. Now that nigga bummy fly. Fast chatter coming in from keeping you rap junkies high. The beat body, your civil, your song slaughterer. So long, suckers, I do the same shit to all of y'all. Handle a biscuit, animalistic. Your man and your bitch get blamed in the hip for amping this shit. Go ahead, you feel lucky? Go ahead, approach the guard. Videotape this shit for an episode of Scar. Niggas think they slick, we more greasy. Fuck a license to ill, my boy's beast. I need you to feel me without hands on this one. This really what I stand on this one. If it ain't clear, there ain't no get slunk. Got plans to get blunt.
What up, this is Focus, repping the Cosign, and I'm chilling with my homegirl, Nadine, on Bodega Fresh. Yeah.
You know, I've got stacks of old memories filed inside my head. Would you like to see some?
Oh my God! That this recording will become a living memory, a permanent record of this during our lifetime, and an inspiration to future generations.
Crack the whip and flow, but don't total it. Put my pretty town in it. 5 miles, M60s on Can Am. And 5 miles, my top hat got rabbits, guns, and roses. Dress for who opposes. Slipper or Mick and Jagger.
Ooh.
Was that your dame? She really loved the lather. Nuclear reactor, light a match.
Then you catch on gasoline. We don't like the gabardine. We just pillowcase the place and raise the border statically. Devil's angels riding me. Hell's pitching, pitching vixens, 80 mixes, switching simple rhythms, sitting purdy on some Pelham pigeons. Electrical surge, turbocharged cars, Godzilla, Star Wars, galaxy guns, and Oscars. 80 blocks alarm, I lock them in the rocket storm. The Peter touch the Molly and melt them up in this Megatron.
Megatron, Megatron.
They can't get off us.
We big dipping.
Big dipping.
It's solar system.
No uniform.
No uniform.
Contrail
on trap. We in the air.
We in the air.
Flying saucers.
Flying saucers.
They can't get off us. We big dipping.
Big dipping.
It's solar system.
Solar system.
Fresh
air. I'm screaming now.
No pain.
To the death, no measure. My flow is like drugs, running in Heath Ledger. But I return to throw the block under pressure. Middle finger up like clock on a stretcher. Cause cheese don't die. We still around the block. We round this bitch in Valley Boots and Travel Fox. If we don't save hip hop, we gon' raid the block. Look at the way we rock. Nigga, 80 block.
I ain't saying shit. Hit what it is. Tiptoeing around the industry and won't commit. Homie, recharge your bars. I'm hard. When I spit, got them hanging it out the window. Banging it to a click. M.O.P. The passion, the pastor flips. Sister Mary and Macklin, a twerk for a tip. All kinds of rats, the purpose is this. Cause black, you rappers are worthless as shit.
Come on, trap.
We in the air.
They can't get off us. We
big dipping.
Big dipping. It's solar system.
No uniform.
No uniform.
Contrail
on trap.
We in the air.
Flying saucers.
Flying saucers.
They can't get off us.
We big dipping.
Big dipping.
It's solar system.
Solar system.
Six cyanide, king of ionide. 8-0 if we arrive. Beethoven override, soul revival. Our rivals are light and paper thin. Maybe Houdini sent Cypherlin. Where we heist the Sphinx, Hyperlin.
I cross over the fader like Iverson, Vicodin. It's what y'all gon' need for the pain that I'ma bring. Clear as day like Ciroc, I don't fuck with this. 80 blocks in the house, I don't let it shake.
We in the air.
They can't get off us.
We big dipping.
Big dipping.
It's solar system.
Solar system.
No uniform.
No
contrail on trap. We in the air.
In the air.
Flying saucers.
Flying saucers.
They can't get off us. We big dipping.
Big dipping.
It's solar system.
Solar system.
Fresh air. Future best invented.
80 blocks. So crazy. Mixtape volume 2.
What's going on, man? It's your boy Torrey live from Brooklyn, New York. You know, anytime you see me in the streets, I'm holding it down. I stay fresh to death. And right now, you're checking out that Bodega Fresh with my girl, the lovely Nadine. What up, girl? I see you. Let's get to it. One.
Bodega. Fresh.
Bodega.
Bodega.
Fresh. We're going to do a little thing right now.
pics through your pen in. The chimes chime in as I slice and write venom with chocolate boy wonder ammunition. Y'all randomly wishing your compositions come to fruition. Pulling Ethan Hunt starts them impossible missions in the position to educate. Confuse flame fire with featherweight. I body shit, but y'all making heaven wait while I'm making heaven's gate look like the outside of the spot. It's jam packed, the line round in the block. The block grinders rewind is while providing a knock. My shit is dope as with something they stop. I'm the reason why the hip hop cops been patrolling the block. They must have heard I was cooking with rock. Nigga, peace that is, who beat that is. Booming through your speakers, kid. In case you forgot what the ether is.
It's that raw. This is the type of shit they ask for. Y'all make the type of shit they fast for. You wantin' the real and shit, then that's all. Two other niggas is gone. It's that raw. This is the type of shit they ask for. Y'all make the type of shit they fast for. You wantin' the real and shit, then that's all. Two other niggas is gone.
This should separate me from the pack. I'm so ahead of the rack. At first glance, you might think I'm in back. But backtrack at first glance. You see that in fact, I'm so advanced that I double they lap. Niggas' memories lapse, so I could've sworn y'all knew not to patrol. In any class, another nigga could go in. My spit shit, sick, ridiculous. Niggas get the fuck out of my zone. If you miss the bus, I throw niggas under it. Tell them kiss the muffler. Double wet hood, pistol covered up. You wish the fuck you was my pedigree. That you can never be. Be never forever. You smelling me? Dog, what you telling me? I'm not. But these niggas supposed to be hot. I lay vocals at rotisserie spots. Flame spitter, nigga. Only time you ever was hot is when your pop shot you out of his cop, motherfucker.
It's that raw. This is the type of shit they ask for. Y'all make the type of shit they fast for. You wantin' the real and shit, then that's all. Two other niggas is gone. It's that raw. This is the type of shit they ask for. Y'all make the type of shit they fast for. You wantin' the real and shit, then that's all. Two other niggas is gone.
What they least expected was tall in his neck. Shit, the young veteran and the soul brother connected. You should take corners on who not to F with. Your peace, show these niggas the exit. See what they least expected was tall on his neck. Shit, the young veteran and the soul brother connected. You should take corners on who not to F with. Your peace, show these niggas the exit.
Come on,
all need to get out of Dodge. Tell them bomb for yards. Go play in traffic, stand in front of my car. It's probably better time spent than when you pinning them bars. I'm calling Rock Emerson for this garbage. You niggas trash, raps is whack. The fact you were back in the back with shiny jewels that don't cover for that. So what I lack in platinum plaque, I match when I spit on the track. It's smash niggas, nigga, this is a rap.
It's that raw. This is the type of shit they ask for. Y'all make the type of shit they fast for. You wantin' the real and shit, then that's all. Two other niggas is gone. It's that raw. This is the type of shit they ask for. Y'all make the type of shit they fast for. You wantin' the real and shit, then that's all. Two other niggas is gone.
What's up? It's DJ Jam representing all the way live from the west side. And you're listening to Bodega Fresh with my girl, Nadine. Peace out.
Yeah, what's up, everybody? This is Diamond D, representing Digging in the Crates, and I'm right here chilling on Bodega Fresh with my homegirl, Nadine, all right? Lock it in.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, and...
Bodega Fresh. Bodega Fresh.
Doom buggy down Lexington, hits fifth, pressure through the window on Deckington. Robin Hood approach Crook Nottingham, just cause it's Nottingham still mean it's Poppington. So I'm saying, sir,
if she wanna push the button, then I'm slaying her. We got the mask on like the Lone Ranger, like KRS said, rappers are in danger.
What's danger to a galaxy ranger? Carmen, put the combination to the Lockington. One Rocky Balboa shot to the eye, pass Apollo Green to the stock car Outington.
Monument, DC, Washington, locking in. If you can't breathe, sell oxygen. Yeah, the Four Loko flow. 80 blocks more to go, no siren stopping now.
No fingerprints, keep a clean getaway. Mask in the gloves, keep a clean getaway. Buzz in the dust, keep a clean getaway.
Stand up,
get a getaway. No fingerprints, keep a clean getaway. Mask in the gloves, keep a clean getaway. Buzz in the dust, keep a clean getaway.
Stand up,
get
Grand Casino was a slam slaughter. I can see the buzzing tins in the rear view. Hit the roof and heliport to a clear view. 80 black bandits napping in bungalows in Bangladesh. We Buddha breathing while we calculate the O's.
For some reason, I'm not getting that funk sound on the drums. They're playing it, but it's not coming out.
No fingerprints. Keep a clean getaway. Mask in the gloves. Keep a clean getaway. Buzz in the dust. Keep a clean getaway.
Stand up.
Get a getaway. No fingerprints. Keep a clean getaway. Mask in the gloves. Keep a clean getaway. Buzz in the dust. Keep a clean getaway.
We ain't jumping the bands, we jumped in the beam. I ain't bring out my fifth, I brought in my knee. We ain't know where he lived, we followed his wife. Saw her in the club, we was on her all night. She don't know she being follow, shorty slipping. He told her not to go out, but she don't listen. Her man getting paper,
he getting business.
But he ain't built like that. You know me and my niggas, we rob and kill niggas like that. That's why she being follow.
Oh, he ain't queen.
Wait till she pull up to the crib. We make a homeboy give us everything. If him and his bitch wanna live, took everything from him, the money and bricks. They made a clean getaway. We even took his bitch.
No fingerprints. Keep a clean getaway. Mass in the gloves. Keep a clean getaway. Buzz in the dust. Keep a clean getaway.
Stand up.
Get a getaway. No fingerprints. Keep a clean getaway. Mass in the gloves. Keep a clean getaway. Buzz in the dust. Keep a clean getaway.
What's going on, niggas and bitches? It's your girl, Lady Love, and you are now tuned in to Bodega Fresh Radio, where we're talking about everything from independent artists to you bitches out there with fake booty shots and fake titties. Hey, Nadine, tell these niggas to keep it locked. Speak up, you're turning everybody on with your sex operator voice. Meow.
Bodega,
I go on and on. My philosophies are strong. As you can see, these other old schoolers are gone. I'm on top of New York like King Kong. These other sounds are falling. Ring the alarm. I wear rappers out like Sean John. Hit them like a bong. Blow them out like Chong. Y'all got it all wrong. If you a true artist, you know it ain't all about selling songs. It's all about letter wars and metaphors. Creating better tours. I think y'all better pause. I spit just because and rip rappers for the love of it. Oh man, for the fuck of it. I'd rather fast than pray. But y'all wanna thug this shit. So let's get these guns out. Others donate, but my hands is in your pocket. Pulling all your funds out.
KRS-One, buckshot, split it. Up the middle, you only get one shot. Get it, one shot, meaning half of both of the names. Or better yet, I figure you better have aim. Now pick a style, any style, choose one. Political rap, conscious crap, guns. Scores tied, no time on the clock. You better hit the bullseye, shoot it, you got one shot.
I go on and on, my philosophy, y'all gotta see the best hit to perform. Come on, who do it better than us? BX to BKs, they rapping with us. Worldwide, boot camp click till we DOA. BDP, your beat don't play, get it together. Buck stay sitting in leather while you sit in your claws and scratch your balls. Try to figure out how I do it, even though you sell more records, I'm still next to you, kid. I don't give a fuck about numbers. If I did, I'd jerk every artist like Sun does. Now you wanna rock the game, but you're not buckshot, so you can't rock my name. It's a goddamn shame. Niggas got big money, but still got a small brain. Listen up, man.
KRS-One, buckshot, split it. Up the middle, you only get one shot. Get it, one shot, meaning half of both of the names. Or better yet, I figure you better have aim. Now pick a style, any style, choose one. Political rap, conscious crap, guns. Score tied, no time on the clock. You better hit the bullseye, shoot it, you got one
okay.
Shot.
You ain't seen a man beat the R like me since OJ. No way, what could I say? Motherfuckers be hustling hard, high hopes and low pay. Don't play, look at the game, who was the rest? To blow the whistle on that bullshit you do with your breath. Next, as a matter of fact, right now, I'ma go left, see if you on the map right now. Yes, you don't even know your website. That's like having a fight facing a lead pipe. No light, so I'ma guide you like the soap opera. I'm so proper, and I'm on the streets, no problem. Goblin goons, niggas with crack balloons yelling for more black moon. So now y'all niggas bow to the buck. This ain't a movie when I got you yelling cut.
Yes, KRS-One, buckshot, split it. Up the middle, you only get one shot. Get it, one shot, meaning half of both of the names. Or better yet, I figure you better have aim. Now pick a style, any style, choose one. Political rap, conscious crap, guns. Score tied, no time on the clock. You better hit the bullseye, shoot it, you got one shot.
Buckshot,
camera. BDI, yeah. Dan the man in the background. Dan the man in the background. Drew Ha in the background. Duck down in the background.
Yo, 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 it's your boy Falmont. You already know what it is. You were tuned in to Bodega Fresh. Falmont in the building. My girl Nadine, one love. Let's go.
Baby, here I am.
Bodega Fresh.
Solar eclipse all over this track. Once the moon turns black, the shit is a wrap. Step back. And give this legend some space to rock and set the pace. I'm not playing with the case. Call me the hungry piranha. Spit it like the llama. 50 caliber with honor. Ride the flow like no tomorrow. I gotta deliver it hotter and hotter. Break it like shot up. Pulled up hot, nigga, you a shotgun. Nigga, I'm Top Gun. Number one question that's asked on the stop, son. Nah, nigga, not one. Slaughter the daily order. Leave it wetter than water. Rest in peace to my nigga headquarters.
Okay, big
APK, cool dick to the sky. All dangerous, all on the front line. Heads up, ears and eyes open. I'm a Wolverine with a guillotine. Wicked when I stroke it. I do it for the family. The struggles of my life brought out the hell in the man in me. Being on top of my greatness is where I plan to be. This is serious business, no time for fantasy. It's 5 BDI thugs and evil D. Duck down cause we bucking the shot at this industry.
Never change. It's a lot of suckers who run in this game. I'm busting the thing hard. Peace, y'all, no peace now. I'm headed to the streets down. Headed east now. Stay real, never change. It's a lot of suckers who run in this game. I'm busting the thing hard. Peace, y'all, no peace now. I'm headed to the streets down. Headed east now.
On the block that I'm from, late night is the hustle hour. Anything gets sold. We close, plus the powder. Let's take a stroll. See what we're looking at. Niggas used to cook up crack, now they learn to hack. 2000 and up, but everybody got another scam to get the buck. Demand a little buck, but here I am. Damn, damn. The pussy niggas with powers, the ones who put the paper to the plan. So I take it to the fan. Police swears, thrills the way I do it hand to hand. Plus I push the land cool with muscle lands from the mob. Who told me God, build on what you got and praise the bar. Respect, I started the army, now we up and running. Look, you dissed me yesterday when I was off. I'm on today and now you up and coming. What a shame. That's what the dollars do. What makes you think when I get on, I'ma holler at you? You see how we do, you see how I dust this. Frontin' like you're from the Ave, Buster, bust this. Yo, it's the key to longevity. And I'ma show y'all niggas why they don't remember me.
Stay real, never change. It's a lot of suckers who run in the game. I'm bustin' the thing hard. Peace, y'all, there's no peace now. I'm headed to the streets down, here to eat now. Stay real, never change. It's a lot of suckers who run in this game. I'm busting the thing hard. Peace, God, no peace now. I'm here to get the shoot down. I'm here to eat now.
Full throttle, with brown water bottle. We about to celebrate it like we just won the lotto. With money for the making and money for the taking. I can give a fuck less about anybody who's hating. I'ma conquer it small and conquer it all. And in a minute, I'm about to go bonkers for y'all. I'm out of control with it. When I start to stroll with it, with me and my militant mind, get ahead and blow with it. Take it to the top of the charts like 4th of July spark. Make sure my feet spark, meaning the heat spark. Right or left, life or death, I give it everything I got to my last breath. 5, 7, 1, 8, Brooklyn to the heart, the vibe, and release from the dark, the fever's unleashed from the start.
Stay real, never change, it's a lot of suckers who run in the game, I'm busting the thing hard. Peace, y'all, there's no peace now, I'm headed to the streets down, here to eat now. Stay real, never change, it's a lot of suckers who run in the game, I'm busting the thing hard. Peace, God, no peace now. I'm here.
get it, shoot down, get it, eat now.
Let's take another trip. See what we can find. A whole lot of niggas running out of time. Everybody's scrambling to get a hand in. Everybody throwing bowls, but nobody landing. My plan is to hang with them. Got to hear the new shit from my man and them. Niggas that I move with, what's the movement, son? First of all, I on the night. The rest of y'all niggas rely on the light. Light beats, light hooks, light beat and you shook. The rap game like the crack game, the streets are took. Believe me, that nigga telling you so. Tell the way you keep the shit clean that I'm selling you dope. So raw, so uncut. You can smell it through the plastic. That be the classic acid. Black moon past it. So the master to get. Learn the lesson when you wonder why your ass is kicked. Check it. It's the key to longevity. And I'ma show y'all niggas why they all remember me.
Stay real, never change. It's a lot of suckers who run in this game. I'm busting the same shit hard. Beat guard, it's no peace now. I'm here to tear the streets down. I'm here to eat now. Ha! Stay real, never change. It's a lot of suckers who run in this game. I'm busting the same hard. Beat guard, it's no peace now. I'm here to tear the streets down. I'm here to eat now.
The total motherfucking eclipse in this motherfucker. Taking your shine for a moment in time. Black moon, buckshot, 5FT and evil motherfucking D in this motherfucker. Raise your motherfucking gun in the air one time. You about to get this shit live. Back the bomb.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Bodega.
Bodega.
Rash.
Rash.
Go looking for this one, Primo. Ace New York. Summertime shootout. I ain't talking about the weather when I say it's hot.
It's
summertime, everybody's gonna drop.
Bang.
Niggas that got beef gonna be in the same spot.
Oh.
Hit them niggas go, somebody gonna get
shot. Right
hit them niggas go, somebody gonna get shot.
Right there.
It's summertime, everybody's gonna drop.
Bang.
That's what I'm talking about when I say it's hot.
Yeah.
It's summertime, everybody's gonna drop. Anything goes when it's war. Dudes done even shot up my grandmama dog. If the dude won't be for me, tell him whatever. When I kill him, tell his kids that they fucking pop should have knew better.
Daddy
I don't play games, I ain't mechanic. When I wild out, dudes get headshots from the cannon.
Bang.
Can't roll with me and be no bitch, nigga. I eat your food like I'm blood in your crib, nigga. Can't be around GMG and be a rat. It's like being the only blood in the crib house. Screaming out that. Just for them dudes in the can behind the bars. When they listen to my music, they close their eyes and think they in the car.
Yeah.
They think about that money they was getting.
Oh.
The holes they was hitting.
Oh.
The bricks they was flipping. They was chilling.
Damn.
Man, nothing don't last forever. First time I sat at a cop, I had a Beretta.
Damn.
It's 100 degrees in my AC broke. First nigga look at me wrong, gon' get smoked.
I
my attitude
know.
Is fuck whoever, he gon' get clapped. My grandma's like, boy, I raised you better than that.
I know.
I'm like, grandma, it's hot, I ain't with the bullshit. I'm ready to pop, my Mac got a full clip. I'm the kid that fuck up the dice game. If I lose my money, niggas gon' lose their life, man.
I ain't talking about the weather when I say it's hot.
No. It's the summertime, everybody's gon' drop.
Bang.
Niggas that got beef gon' be in the same spot.
Oh.
Like, hit them niggas go, somebody gon' get shot. Hit them niggas go, somebody gon' get shot.
Yeah.
It's summertime, mad bodies gon' drop.
Bang.
That's what I'm talking about when I say it's hot. It's summertime,
about.
Mad bodies gon' drop.
Bang.
From no handout, I earned every buck I made. I go extra hard, I deserve to be paid. No matter the weather, no matter what time it is, I'm the first and the last on the block. That's what grind is. Only excuse for
being broke is being in the can and your toys sending you nuts. Don't call them dudes and men. I don't know how to keep it fake, I keep it real. If my ribs start touching, I'm clutching my steel. I ain't the one to trust, I be moving funny. After I hit him, I don't ask you for no Gucci money.
Don't do that, honey.
You're lucky I'm paying your cab home. You're lucky you ain't wake up in the hotel alone. 4 hours is up, see you later. I gotta go run away from poverty and chase that paper.
Oh,
Jacob,
oh, Jacob, rest,
and you crazy? As soon as I wake up, I'm feeling good cause I'm caked up. Like, I'm getting mine, so you better get yours, hey.
Whoa.
I'm getting mine, so you better get yours, hey.
Whoa.
Oh, I can show you better than I can tell you.
Hey.
Oh, I can show you better than I can tell you.
Hey.
I'm getting mine, so you better get yours, hey.
Whoa.
I'm getting mine, so you better get yours, hey.
Whoa.
I'm addicted to getting money, why wouldn't I be? And my style makes the ladies want them enough, they farm me. They know I'm thugged out, man. They know I'm thugged out. They keep looking at me and they sticking their tongue out. I get a lot of paper, I'm getting a lot of fame. They know I'm on G's up, they gotta respect it. I'm in the hood, blowing that sour diesel at a dice game. I keep rolling chips, sticking
G's up.
I know I'm getting watched by the haters, but they ain't got the balls trying to signal for my paper. They don't want me acting a fool. They like you in the hood gambling. You know murder back in the school. The BS I try to ignore, but I give it to whoever if he acts for.
Yeah,
I'm so not the one you want to beef with. I know the art of war, man. I move so strategic. Oh,
oh, danger, danger, rap,
ain't
rap.
Got nothing on me. It's
what up, y'all? This is Punchline right here. Some punch words, DMC and all that. The underground superstar. And I'm rocking with my girl, Nadine. Bodega Fresh Radio. Y'all know what it is.
Hey, hey, it's Faith Evans, and you are listening to Bodega Fresh with my girl, Nadine.
What's up, y'all? This is Jill Scott. You're listening to Bodega Fresh with my girl, Nadine.
Bodega Fresh.
Oh, baby, fresh, your girl Nadine is back on the scene. Definitely fall out here. I'm feeling the nippiness up in the air. You know what that means. Not too long before the holidays come, whether it's Kwanzaa, Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate, it's coming up, so you better get ready. It's that time of year where everybody loves to give up themselves. Well, I hope so anyway. I know I do. So, just want to thank you guys for tuning in. You guys are always a gift to me, always bigging up the show, and I'm really feeling all the fans out there listening. Thank you so much for tuning in to the new season of Bodega Fresh, y'all. This is like going on year number 3, and things have been really great. I have such an excellent lineup for you for this fall season, and you know, notwithstanding tonight's guest, which is a really good friend, family friend of mine. He is super producer, engineer, studio owner in hot Midtown Manhattan. He's worked with some of the best in the industry. It's none other than Dan the Man, owner of ProTown USA. Say what's up to the people, Dan.
Yo, what's going on, y'all?
Yeah. Pro. Pro is if in the building. That is what Dan always shouts out because he's none other than professional in everything he does. He's worked with everyone in the business, from Little Kim, French Montana, Big Pun, Mos Def, 50 Cent, Black Moon. You can stop me anytime, you know what I'm saying, whenever you're ready. Snoop Dogg, Coogee Rap. I mean, you know, whenever you want to stop me, it's on.
Yeah, go ahead. We, you know.
M.O.P., Sean Price, South P., you know, Khalid Kweli, All right, that's enough. Mariah Carey, okay, that's enough. Smoke Dizzle, all right, I'm not going to say no more. But
sure, we'll
I think
get into
you guys
later.
Get the gist of it. This man has worked with everybody in the industry, and he's been doing it for, what, more than 20 years now, right, Dan?
Just about. I moved to New York in 96, you know, to say I started my career. So we're almost at that 20-year point.
That's crazy. And you moved to New York from where? Let them know.
From Naugatuck, Connecticut.
Naugatuck. That sounds like a popular spot for vacationers.
Not at all.
It's not?
Nah. I like to refer to it as it's nowhere Connecticut.
Oh, wow. That is crazy. Now I'm from Stanford. How far could that be from Stanford?
From Stanford is about 40 minutes, depending on how fast you drive down that Route 8.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. Maybe. That's not so bad. You know, Hartford is further out than that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's not so
Definitely.
Bad. You know?
Yeah,
so,
right over
you know,
there. Right.
Yeah, right over there now, Route 8. That sounds like it's pretty far out, but from the beginning, you know, like, you worked with all these different people, but what made you even want to get into, you know, being an engineer and becoming a producer? What got you started?
Basically being in the basement in Naugatuck, Connecticut, traveling, just trying to work with anybody. I was so into making music. You know, I would work with anybody. I had a little studio set up in my basement. I found myself taking it on the road, being Bridgeport, looking for anybody to work with, Waterbury, New Haven, Hartford. And that's what I was doing, like, right as soon as I got out of high school, just, you know, focusing on my music, working with other people. And it was funny because basically I knew how to work the equipment. I wasn't per se an engineer, but I knew how to work the equipment. So like when I came to somebody's house, they'd be like, I got this 4-track, but I don't know how to use it. And I would sit there and figure out how to use it. And like I said, just going back and forth to Bridgeport, Waterbury, anywhere that somebody wanted to rap or sing, you know, I wanted to get involved. And then it just took a turn to basically say, you know, I want to do this for real. You know, I would be in the studio with some of my people paying this guy. And I was like, you know what? I could do that. So I ended up coming to school in New York. I went to the Institute of Audio Research.
Oh, okay.
Like I said, I came out here in January 96, went to school. And then just started as an intern at two different studios and then worked my way up. Still working my way up.
Yeah, you're still paying dues, I guess. So, you know, but when I first met you, this was like 97, 98, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You were in that same studio that you're in now, which is on 31st and 8th. You know, in Midtown Manhattan, 30th and 8th,
yeah.
In Midtown Manhattan, and
Not to correct you, but I think, you might have met me at Axis on 54th Street.
Did I? You sure?
Yes. Yeah, shout out to Juby.
Whoever! You sure, Dan, because...
Yeah, because I didn't get hit till about...
You weren't in that studio. You were, like, on the other side, on a different floor when I met you. You were down one floor on the other side, weren't you? I met you on 30th Street.
I'm pretty sure I met you when I was at Axis. Because I got here where I am now around 2000, 2001. Because I met you
So that's when I met you then. That's when I met you. Yep. So it was in 97, 98. I learned something tonight. I just thought you as soon as I met Juby, but I met you later on. Yeah, because I met you when you were on the other side. It had to be. Maybe it was Acid. I'm crazy. I've known Dan for a long time, period.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So when you were in that location, that wasn't, like, you didn't have ownership. That wasn't Proton USA. What company was that one? What production house was that?
At the time, like before I was saying, I worked at a studio called Axis Studios, which was on 54th Street. And it went out of business. And I had clients, but I had no place to go. So a friend of mine was here. It used to be called Big Noise. And there were these two guys, Rick and Ted, that owned the studio. And I got here and I did one session, which led into another session, which led into pretty much, you know, the speedball. It just ended up being booked every single day of the week. And what I did was, instead of just paying them per hour, I partnered up with them, and I took over the rent. So that's when I became partners with Rick and Ted.
Wow. That's amazing. That is amazing. And then, like, some of your clientele, though, at the time, how did that come about? Because you've been working with Black Moon and all of the Duck Down Squad just about at that time, and Little Kim. And how did your clientele build up that way?
When I first got here, it wasn't so much of a, you know, name brand clientele. It was you know, some people that, you know, from the street that rapped, and I came here. And then shout out to my boy Fred Bear, who at the time was working at Raucus.
Mm-hmm.
And from that's where I met. I started working on a Smith & Wesson project, and that's where I met Drew High. And this was about like 2001, 2002, where the Smith & Wesson project at Raucus kind of declined, and I think Raucus went out of business. But that's when I, you know, meeting Drew, I ended up doing like all the Duck Down projects since 2002. Started with Boot Camp, the Chosen Few album, which then turned into a Sean Price album, Black Moon album, tons of Smith & Wesson projects, you know, a whole bunch of stuff. And then in that same fashion, one night, it wasn't Kim that came here. It was an artist that was working with Kim, and her manager was here and liked the way I worked and said, you know what, why don't you come to Sony on Monday and see if you can work with Kim? And I did that. My first night, I was in there with Kim and Kanye West, working on a song, and from there I did two albums with her.
That is phenomenal. That is just phenomenal how the domino effect of you meeting, just, you know, knowing Fred Bear and Fred Bear working at Raucus and hooking you up with Too High, and then it built from there. You know, that is just an incredible story. And then from there, two albums with Lil' Kim. Which two albums were they? Let them know what that was.
That was La Bella Mafia and The Naked Truth.
Crazy. Now, what was that like working with Kim? Because, you know, everybody knows she just had a baby. In fact, she just performed in Brooklyn at the Source anniversary, and she looks pretty good. I was like, well, well, well. Baby did you good, girl.
The thing I love about working with Kim, Kim is, you know, when Kim is in work mode, she's a beast. She gives you 199%, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Whether it be on a stage, in the studio, just all around, you know what I'm saying? She's a hard worker, which I love working with her.
Right.
Sometimes it'd be difficult because Kim always has 9 things going on at the same time, whether it be working on an album and a movie and a clothing line, or, you know what I'm saying, like, whatever she's doing, she's steady involved. Like, a lot of nights in the studio would be, as soon as she gets there, she's got three meetings before I can even get her in the booth, you know? But yeah, when she gets in that booth, you know, she goes right to work. And she's very meticulous, and she knows what she wants to hear. She knows how she wants it to sound. And it's a lot of fun because I think especially on the second album I did with her, you know, she got to experiment in a lot with different kinds of flows, and she even sang a record. Like, there was a record we got that had a hook referenced, but she was like, I want to sing it. So she sang it.
Damn. That's crazy.
So that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. And I mean, that's just one of the many stories that you can tell. Who is, to you, one of the favorite artists that you've worked with? One of your favorite experiences? Who's your favorite experience and all-around artist? And who's your favorite experience but still kind of a pain in the butt?
That's a tough question because there's so many good people that I've worked with and so many great experiences that I had in the studio.
Even the tough ones, I'm sure.
It's like a challenge, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's not, you know, sometimes it puts you to work. You know, it's one thing I love to do is work. I don't like when it's just easy, like, oh, I'm just doing a freestyle over this beat. I like when someone comes in, digs in, and especially, you know, with a rapper, like, I love doing records that, just for instance, we're in Miami with Maino, and did a record called My Life, and it was an experience because it took us a while, but because, you know, I made him dig, I wanted to, you know what I'm saying, he's telling a story about his life, and I wanted to feel it through the speakers.
Right.
You know, I didn't want you to just rap the words. I wanted to feel, you know, what your life was like. You know, the pain, the suffering, the good time, whatever the verse was about. I wanted to feel that through the speakers. So it's fun being able to dig and make them dig deep within themselves to give that to you, as opposed to just, you know, spitting a rhyme. You know, one of my favorite artists, I think, to work with. It's hard because I'm sure, you know, I'll say different artists every time I do this, but Uncle Murder is one of my favorite because he's just a pleasure to work with, and he's a worker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, if we got to do a verse 100 times, we do it 100 times, you know, until it comes out right. Or and then you got a guy like Sean Price who's insane, you know. we'll sit here and listen to a beat for an hour and then go in there and spit the craziest shit you ever heard. So there's a lot of people that just, everybody has their own uniqueness that I feel like I've enjoyed.
And does it like still amaze you when you're still working with different artists? Like, you know, does it still amaze you when you worked with Ice-T on his reality show? You were actually in one of the scenes, a couple of scenes on his reality show, and, you know, worked with Robert Glasper. And does it still amaze you when, you know, different artists walk through to the studio or are recommended to you?
Absolutely. One thing that I can say, though, the whole time I've been here is that you never know who's going to walk through that door, or you never know who's going to be on the other end of that phone call. And, you know, as a fan, you get excited. Like, holy shit, Ice-T is coming today. You know, this is a guy you grew up listening to and influenced you. Or even, like, I'm working on P-Rock's new album right now, where it's like, you know, I'm probably here. There's a good portion of the reason that I'm here doing this is because of a guy like P-Rock. So, you know, as a fan, it's amazing to me. Like, when I sit back and look at it, when I'm in the studio, it's a little different because it's work. Like, I've been able to, I'll be honest, like, one of my first sessions ever when I was an intern, literally my first session ever,
I was in, I don't want to say the name, but I was in this little studio downtown, and the guy was like, oh, you might like today because it's a rap session. I'm like, oh, great. And then he says, okay, yeah, Chris is on the way up. And I'm like, all right, like, who's this guy? Like, this studio was a little hole in the wall or whatever. And then the elevator door opens, and freaking KRS-One walks out. You know, and at that point, I was like, holy cow. You know what I mean? Like, my first session ever, right out of school, you know, and it's a legend, the legendary KRS-One. But I think from that day, I learned a level of professionalism, right. You know? Like, and at the end of the day, not to be a jerk, these guys are regular people, too. They're amazing at their craft. They're legendary, and you got to respect them for that. But they're regular people, too. You know, I get mad when some of these legends are late for my session. Or, you know what I mean? Like, there's still everyday regular stuff that goes on. But you got to appreciate the craft. And, you know, it's really dope as a fan to be able to work with people that you listen to growing up. And more so as a... you know, someone who's just a fan of working, even the new guys, like the Uncle Murders and the Manos and the Waka Flockas and to French Montanas who are here, and then you see them be able to rise up. You know what I mean? It's one thing to work with a legend who's been established, who I listened to when I was growing up. I find it a lot more rewarding to work with a new guy that nobody knows and watch them blossom into somebody that everybody knows.
Yeah, man. And I have to say, like, if I've been fortunate to know you, because if anybody who's been to ProTime USA and knows Dan the Man knows, if you ever go visit him, you just never know who's going to be there. And what I loved about the studio, not just the amazing artists that were already, like, had a name for themselves, but you were also working with these underground artists that were also bubbling. That wasn't, like, major, but it was, like, this underground indie movement, like Torre and Sky Zoo and Purple City, you know, and Buckshot and all them, and their whole crew was still doing their thing on the indie level. That's what I loved about it, you know, because you just never know who's going to be there, but you always know that, you know, while they're there, it speaks volumes of what you are capable of doing and what you've done, you know?
Right.
And it's crazy to see it, you know? It's just really, like, bonkers. Like, to witness it is crazy. Like, I remember walking in like, oh, hey, I shouldn't just walk in now, should I?
Nah, but see, that's the thing. That's the thing that I love, is that the relationship that I have with these guys is, like, even when you walk in, like, you're not walking in, you're just walking in and, you know, you're meeting some people. Like, the environment at the studio is very homely, you know, very comfortable. You know, that's why a lot of these guys come here, is because they feel like they're at home. So it's like, if you're a friend of mine, then you're a friend of theirs, you know?
Right.
You never know who's going to be here, but at the same time, it doesn't matter because we're all on the same level. You know, we're all just at ProTown.
Exactly. We're all just at ProTown, and I've even been able to benefit from that myself. You know, I happen to be on two Black Moon albums, well, one Black Moon and one Buckshot and KRS-One, basically, but that says enough in itself, you know. I happen to be lucky with that one, you know. And it's just because I came to visit Dan the Man. And you just never know what's going to happen when you go see Dan. And that's crazy. So, Dan, not only have you worked with all these artists, but you also developed artists as well. You know, there's the top person that I have to come in and talk about is Comica, you know. You really developed her. You produced all of her songs. You connected and collabed with different artists like Jadakiss. She's been on 106 in Park. She's performed. She's had shows in New York. And then there's also Austin, you know. And he is, what kind of music is Austin, would you describe him as?
What I like about Austin is, right, there's really no description. You know, if you had to put a label on it,
he's folk rock blues, you know. But you know, I've probably recorded about 15, 20 songs with Austin, and they vary. They're, you know, up and down the spectrum. Like there's really soft, subtle songs with just him and an acoustic guitar, you know, and then there's the serious rock out records with the big electric guitar and drums, and you know, so that's one thing I love about working with Austin is that he's very, you know, he doesn't have a specific spot, and as a young artist, he has time to develop that even further. You know, a lot of times artists, you don't want to put an artist in one spot because I think that limits their artistry. So that's one thing that Austin has going for him. Like, it's tough, like with a Komeka, she's an R&B singer. And the thing is like with R&B, if you're not doing what R&B's doing, then you're not R&B, you know? There's no real experimental lane for an R&B artist. You're either, you know, Beyonce or Jill Scott. But that's tough for an R&B artist.
Yeah, that's pretty tough. Yeah, you know, wow. That is very tough.
Are you making big hot records, or are you like Soul Sister number one, you know? So that's tough for an R&B artist. But I think for an artist like Austin, that just opens the door to where it's like you can make I think Austin could do anything from pop to rock to country. And I think that's great that the lanes are open for him like that.
Right, right. And with Komeka, some of the songs that she was singing to, and she's an excellent writer as well, you were producing these tracks. So not only are you an engineer and you're, you know, developing an artist, but you're also giving the music that you've been producing as well. Like, when did that happen when you started producing? And I was like, you know what? This is another element to me that I didn't know was going to happen. When did that happen?
Realistically, I came here wanting to produce. You know what I'm saying? Like, I make beats, you know, I make tracks. And engineering was really going to be like my fallback. Like, I didn't come here to be an engineer. I came here to be a producer. And what happened was, you know, just going to school and then getting into the studio as an intern and then, you know, learning to engineer. And what's great, I feel like I've put myself in a position where, like, I don't necessarily make all the beats for a Komeka or even, you know what I'm saying, a Little Kim or whatever, but I'm producing the records. I'm actually the one in the studio with the artist making the records. So whether I made the beat or not, I'm still producing the record, which has become very fulfilling for me because, like I said, I didn't come out here to be an engineer. I came out here to be a producer, and engineering just happened to, you know, pay the bills. But I'm at a point now where it's like, You don't just come to see me to engineer. You come to see me to help you make your record, which is what a producer is. 98% of the time, the guy who made the beat isn't in the studio when we're making the record, no matter what artist I was working with. But that left me to make the record. You know, that leaves me to say, no, do it again. Do it this way. And that's really where producing is, you know? Like, it took me a while to figure it out or understand it, but, like, just because you make the beat doesn't mean you produce the record, you know? Because if you're not here when the record's being made, then what did you do? You're basically a musician. But a lot of times in hip-hop, because even, like, with Austin, like, there are no beats, you know? Like, I don't make beats with Austin, but I'm producing the records, and your job as a producer is to make the record, period, to make it, you know, make it sound the way it's supposed to sound.
Right.
At the end of the day, your job as a producer is to take the artist's vision and make it come through the speakers.
Right, right.
And whether that be taking, you know, just listening to what the artist wants it to sound like, or helping them direct
what direction it's going to sound like. That's what producing is. So, you know, I'm more so now trying to do more of the production beat wise for artists. But I've been producing records for these artists since I've been here, you know. That's where a lot of the artist development comes from too. Like with Kamika, you know, I met her, she had a manager, and she came in and did a song, and watching her manager try to tell her what to do and couldn't get, you know, what she had out of her, you know, it was hard to sit there and hold your tongue when you're like, wow, she could sound so much better. So it was great to have the opportunity for her to come back and just work with her one-on-one and get the sound, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the main goal. Whether you're engineering, producing, managing, whatever the, you know, if you're on the other side of the glass, if you're not in the booth, your job is to get the best out of the artist, you know, and it's hard because you gotta learn how to speak their language, you gotta learn how to push their buttons, and that's fun for me. That's what I've really grown to love, you know. So it doesn't matter if I did the beat or not. I love making the records with these artists.
That's great. That is amazing to hear. So what is next for Dan the Man? What can we expect?
Now, that's the majority of the reason why I'm doing this interview with you is, you know, I've been doing this for about 15 years, and if you're not in the studio with me, you don't really know what it is that I do or what I bring to the table. So what I'm trying to do now, I'm actually going to start working on my own compilation album where... you know, say I will do a majority of the production and bring artists that I've been working with through the years together to make an album. Because I'd like to see where else we can go with this. You know, it's been, you know, not anything against the artists I've been working with, but it's been a small circle of artists that I've had the privilege to be able to work with because they heard of me word of mouth. You know, there's a world full of artists out there that I would love to work with, you know, whether it be established artists or new artists. Because to me, with an artist, no matter who they are or what they've sold already or where they've been already, every artist is different, has a different work ethic and has a different way of recording. And I just feel like no matter who you are, I can make you sound better. You know, and that's really what I want to try to do is really grow the circle, per se.
Definitely. And why don't you let them know where your studio is located and also where they can find you? If, you know, only curious artistry, people that want to develop their art to the next level, please contact Dan the Man.
You can just go to ProTownUSA.com. All the contact information is on there. I'd rather not say the specific address of the studio. I have enough people knocking on the door looking for time. But, you know, the phone number, everything you need is right at ProTownUSA.com. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. All of those are Mr. Dan the Man Pro. Definitely get at me if you're serious about your craft, if you're serious about your music, then, you know, I'd love to listen and see if we can do something to make you better.
Nice, really nice, really nice. So Dan, I just want to thank you again for coming on to the show and granting me this interview. It means so much to me, and I can't even say enough about you. You worked with so many people and it just keeps growing and growing, and I'm so happy for you, and all I wish is for massive success, more success as you continue on. And because, man, just the people alone on this list on the ProTownUSA.com site is ridiculous. How many people you work with, artists, studios, producers, crazy how much, you know, influence that you're having in hip hop too, you know, just like crazy Waka Flocka. That's just crazy. So I'm going to get into some of the artists that I particularly love that you work with, like Torrey, a little bit of Kamika, and also some Scott Zoo and Uncle Murda. Not to mention Pete Rock. I have to say, like, didn't you also work on the 80 Blocks from Tiffany's with Camp Low and Pete Rock?
Yep, that was a fun project.
That's an incredible album, and one of my favorite joints is the joint with Uncle Murda. No Uniform, I think it's called. It's crazy. It's crazy. That's one of my favorite joints. In fact, I'm gonna get into that joint next. It's Bodega Fresh with your girl Nadine. I want to thank Dan the Man for coming through. Pro Town USA, bro, in the building,
bro.
And we're gonna get into some of the music. Yeah.
Thank you, lady.
Your girl Nadine, Bodega Fresh in the building. I want to thank my guest tonight, Dan the Man, owner of ProTown USA Studios. And I want to thank you guys for tuning in and listening. I got a really great lineup for you guys this fall, so definitely tune in with me actually next Sunday. And I'll be featuring a return guest, none other than Hypnotic Brass Ensemble, one of the main brothers. Actually, all the brothers are the main brothers, but one of the mouths for the group, Huda, will definitely be in the building, well, on the internet and live on the show next Sunday, 7 p.m. So definitely you guys tune in to see what Hypnotic Brass brothers have been up to. They're about to embark on a really crazy European tour, and Huda's going to be in the building to talk all about that. So tune in with me. And thanks for tuning in tonight. And again, thanks to Dan the Man, who's worked with some of the best in the industry, including Mariah Carey, Ice-T, Black Moon, Smith & Wesson, Helter Skelter, Sean Price, Uncle Murda. I could go on and on, but you guys get the picture. It's Bodega Fresh, and your girl's about to be out. So tune in with me next Sunday, y'all, 7 p.m. Hypnotic Brass Ensemble. Yeah.
Six Man Radio.